Hey dude, sorry to send you this. Had the best day that I've had in at least half a year. Went over to help Don sell his knee scooter, the one you bend your knee when your leg is broken. So I went over and did that, like Don wanted me to, and after that, I went to the supermarket. I walked around because I couldn't figure out what I wanted, so it took a little time. Then I stopped at another store, and I got stuck there for a little while walking around. I come back here to your mom's house, and her car's open the garage and the car's not there. I'm like, that's weird. I'm thinking she didn't have to go to a church thing or like something with her friends or with the women at the church in her Rosary Society. And then I'm thinking maybe it's an emergency. I don't know. So anyway, come in the house. See Scotty, pet Scotty, come downstairs, just like unpacking my stuff. And your mom comes in and just starts yelling at me. Like, where have you been? I'm like, what? Where have I been? What do you mean, where have I been? And then she screams, there are strangers at Tree and Don's house. And I drove over there because the neighbors were calling Tree and saying there's this weird guy walking in and out of their house and then doing something in the garage. It was me. Then I give, dude, I had a flashback to when my dad punched me in the face from going sledding, and I know you know that story. The worst part is the ketamine people said, do everything you can to stay away from getting upset or triggered, and like this is like next level. So then, I snapped back. I informed your mother that I'm a 56-year-old man, not a 13-year-old boy. And I said, I'm sorry. And she said, you made me mad. And I interrupted her and I said, no. You made yourself mad. I didn't make you do anything. And then I think that pissed her off even more. Anyway, I couldn't send this to you in a text, but here I'm sitting in your mom's basement, and I'm at the point where I'm ready to pack up my fucking car. And I'll go to King Soopers fucking parking lot. Or actually Walmart. I know where that is, and I know Walmart will kick me out. Actually thought I'm gonna go back in the car. I don't know what the fuck to do. Maybe I should sleep in my car. I don't know, maybe I should go over to Trey and Don's and sleep over there. They're not home. Scotty's here. I just don't know what the fuck to do. It just sucks that I had such a great day. And I was looking forward to coming home and painting because I went to the Picasso exhibit today at the museum and I got really inspired. And now... I just came home and got fucking attacked. It's the last thing I needed. I've been really good. I've stayed away from the news. I've stayed away from all the things that I know will trigger me. And the universe fucking delivered this. I'm gonna leave it there. Stop crying. This is big, okay? It's a big file. It's like 6 gigs. I'll try to make it smaller before I send it.